you can lose weight, you can do all kinds of things to make yourself look better, but one thing that many people have a problem getting rid of is the fat around their neck. But now, right around the corner, in fact, I think in mid-May, we're going to have a new injectable drug available to deal with that. Dr. Mary Lupo now joins us, a board-certified dermatologist out of New Orleans. Dr. Lupo, great to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So the studies on this drug, they're being done in New Orleans?
New Orleans was one of the sites. This was a multifaceted study. A number of studies have been done on the deoxycholic acid, which is called the Kythera ATX-101 product that 2 days ago passed unanimously the FDA committee recommending full approval, and they're expecting that full approval will occur. Oh, it usually takes 2 or 3 months after the full committee approval. New Orleans was one of the sites.
What is it then about this neck fat that makes it so hard to get rid of?
Well, it's often hereditary. Fat deposition is very much determined by genetics, and that's why typically people who have a double chin, that is the first place they put it on when they gain a few pounds, and it's the last place that they lose it when they try to lose weight. So having focused treatment that really gets to that area is very important. It's a first-in-kind, it's a deoxycholic acid, which emulsifies the fat and causes an inflammatory response that actually causes adipocytolysis, which means it destroys the fat cells.
Yeah, but tell me this, though. What about the skin itself? Isn't there like a natural kind of hanging quality to something below your face?
Well, the neck is a very dynamic area. There's the platysma muscle that's very deep, and the activity of the platysma muscle actually pulls the face down, and is part of the reason that with age we get jowling, combined with the fact that the face loses volume, the neck often gets fatter with age. So there's a pulling down of the face, and it's not gravity, it's repositioning and abnormality of the fat on the neck and the loss of it on the face.
Interesting. So you're saying it's not gravity. It's not just that over time we get pulled down.
It's genetics, and it is the redistribution of fat with age.
And nowadays, before this injectable comes out, I mean, how do you deal with this chin, this double chin situation?
Well, this is going to be a breakthrough product for practices like mine. I am a non-surgical rejuvenation center. I'm a board-certified dermatologist, and I actually do not perform liposuction. Liposuction is an invasive procedure. This is done with injections.
Right.
So along with my filler injections, this will complement that, and it will give me the opportunity to reduce this neck fat.
Okay, but tell me this.
Other than liposuction right now, we really don't have a really good alternative.
And what happens when people get liposuction on their neck area there? What happens after that?
Well, when you get liposuction of the neck, it's usually in conjunction with a facelift, unless you're very, very young and that skin has a lot of elasticity and spring to it.
Mm-hmm.
The very interesting thing that was found in the study, at least at my site, was that in addition to the fat being reduced dramatically, there was an additional tightening effect, so that even though the fat was gone, you didn't have the sagging skin. So it's really going to allow us to kill two birds with one stone, because I think we'll have the fat reduction and the tightening with the injection.
Are you opposed to invasive surgical procedures like facelifts?
Not necessarily. I think the patient needs to make sure they're going to a board certified facial plastic surgeon or plastic surgeon. They need to be aware that there is a risk of nerve damage with facial liposuction. I've seen some damage to a nerve called the marginal mandibular nerve, which when it's damaged by liposuction, can result in a mouth droop. So it's not without risks. And to have something that's non-invasive, because although this is no procedure is complication-free, I mean, you will get swelling with this. You will get some redness, some edema, burning sensation after the treatments. But our site treated about 15 to 20 patients. They all tolerated it very well, and it was extremely successful in all of them to various degrees.
So, if you can inject the fat, fat in the neck? Can you inject it anywhere in the body to dissolve fat that way?
That's a very, very good question. And in theory, that should make sense. However, the FDA has specifically approved this. What is called on-label is just for submental chin fat. And although doctors, once it's FDA approved, might use it off-label in other areas, I would encourage physicians to make sure that they've mastered it and understood the product and the process thoroughly before they use it in areas that have not been evaluated and studied and approved by the FDA like this is going through the process.
Is this absolutely revolutionary, this injection to get rid of fat?
Well, it's going to be the first in kind for this particular indication that's FDA approved, just as Botox was a sentinel product because it was the first neuromodulator injectable that relaxed muscles. This is the first FDA-approved product to dissolve fat.
And what happens if you continue overeating? Will the fat, reemerge in the same area?
Well, because of the damage to the fat cells, the answer is probably not, but that fat will go somewhere else. That's why when, for example, people who get liposuction of the stomach or the love handle, if they gain weight after that, what happens is their arms get bigger, or they get the back fat, or they get the fat on the thighs.
Kind of like Popeye or something?
The fat cells that you have will hypertrophy. When you do liposuction, you remove a lot of those fat cells. So they're not going to hypertrophy, but the fat is going to go somewhere.
Gotcha. So the injection is saying it's not removing fat. It actually destroys the fat cells in the area.
Exactly. Okay. And that's what is the difference. So if you gain weight, you're going to gain fat, but somewhere else in all likelihood.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, the good thing is to keep your weight under control, because when you have a healthy lifestyle and you eat right and you exercise, you're not only going to look better, but you're going to live longer and you're going to reduce your risk of heart disease and cancer and so many other things. So, you know, people need to understand that removing a spot fat is great, but it shouldn't be none of these procedures, including liposuction, should not be considered weight loss strategies.
Okay, I've got to let you go, but I need to know the skin itself. Once you've had this gel or the fat there, right, your skin kind of might have a hang to it, will it just snap back into place?
In most of the patients in my arm of the study, that is exactly what happened. But you see, we do have non-invasive things to help the jowls. We have Oltherapy. You have Exelys. You have these devices, these radio frequency and ultrasound devices that tighten the skin. Or you can get the surgical cutting and tightening if you have extreme. You know, if you're extreme, you're going to need surgery. But if you get... You address these problems before they get severe. The non-invasive, non-surgical procedures are the optimal option.
Dr. Mary Lupo, board-certified dermatologist. Dr. Lupo, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Michael.